Hamish and Gabby, the podcast. Gabby's List.
Today's list is inspired by The Bachelor. I was watching it last night. The big finale is on tonight. And I was thinking to myself, I could never be on this show. Mm. And I have five top reasons as to why.
Number one.
Well, for starters, I have a boyfriend, so I wouldn't want to go on it anyway. And also, my mum would never allow it. I told her once upon a time that I was going to apply, and she didn't talk to me for 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. She's so against me going on any kind of reality dating television show. Right. She's like, I don't want to see that.
The Block, you'd be okay with.
Oh, she'd love that.
Yeah.
She would adore me going on The Block, but not any dating show.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Number two.
First impressions are not my forte. So to get past episode one, I'd need to pull a stupid prank. Like, I'd have to ride in on a pelican or something to be memorable enough to get a rose.
Yeah, right.
Because there's 20 girls and you've got to stand out.
Yeah.
I think that's my only hope.
You'd be known as the pelican girl.
As long as you get through, who cares?
Number three.
The number three reason in why I could never be on The Bachelor, I have a really bad resting bitchy face, especially when I'm tired.
Yeah, I know.
So if filming days are as long as I've heard they are, you just see me in the background of all the shots just scowling at everyone.
Yeah, right.
And I'd get hangry too because I don't get fed a lot. And so it would just be bedlam. I would definitely be seen as the bully.
Villain.
The villain, exactly. Yeah. Because I'd just be hangry and scowling all the time.
But that might give you a bit longer on the show.
Good point.
Because the villain always hangs around for a little bit longer than the
nice
one.
I'm not bitchy enough for that, though.
Aren't you?
Am I?
Number four.
I'm too emotional. Like, I cannot keep my emotions inside. I'm very outward with what I'm feeling.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And so you see, like, a lot of girls, they're pretty super composed when they don't get a rose at the ceremony. But I hate being rejected. Even if I'm not into the person, rejection sucks. And so I'd be that person who would just burst into tears and run off as a snotty mess.
Yeah, see, I reckon my tip is that you'd be knocking over furniture on the way out and you'd kick Osha in the shins. Mess up his hair on the way out.
I wouldn't be angry. I'd be upset.
Oh, no. I think you'd do it a lot. I think that'd be you.
Number five.
Well, on a similar vein, I'm really competitive. You know this, Hamish.
Yeah,
I try to be a good sport, but I want to win.
Yeah.
And I try to win at anything I'm ever competing against anyone at.
I know.
And so I feel like if I was on The Bachelor, if I ever got to the end and Joe Bloggs or whoever it was got down on one knee, I'd probably just start fist pumping, put my shirt over my head like in soccer and start running around in circles.
Victory
and
then
be
lap.
Like, I win. I don't actually like you.
No.
I'm out.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'd leave.
I was only in it for the game, mate. I didn't keep the stupid ring. I'm gone.
No. Give me the ring.
Oh, okay. I'll
and
take the ring.
And then I'm gone.
And then I'm gone.
That's my trophy.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Fair enough.
So in other words, I would not be a great contestant on The Bachelor.
No.
So I think it's in everyone's best interest that I never apply.
I think you might be right. Got a bit of a dad tip, Gab. I like passing on any knowledge that I accumulate about being a father or parenting in general.
Yeah.
And I discovered something yesterday, actually, and that is, how do you know when you walk into a room that your child is guilty of doing something wrong?
They start crying.
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. Well, that might be one reason, but this is another way to find out. I walked into the room the other day, my three-year-old Adam. Was in there and he had his back facing the door. So I didn't know what was going on, what he was playing around with. As soon as I walked in the door, he bellowed out, "Nothing!" Before I could say, "What's going on in here then?"
He knew what you were going to ask and he was preempting that question.
Guilty as charged.
What was he doing?
He was pouring soap all over his bed. Just using
Why?
The pump pack, just pumping soap
Why?
All over the bed. He's a three-year-old. He doesn't need a reason. It was fun.
He just wants a clean bed.
Yeah.
During my afternoon nap the other day, I had a dream that my sister crashed my car multiple times, and I woke up very angry at her.
Mm.
Not long after I woke up, she called me, and I was still angry at her. And I went off at her on the phone. I'm like, I'm not happy with you. I don't really feel like talking to you right now because you crashed my car. And she was very confused.
Of course she would, because that happened in a dream. She rang you in reality and she had no idea what was going on. But we wanted to know if anybody else had got angry at somebody because of something they'd done in one of their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
On 13, 12, 16, Kaisha is on the line. What have you done?
So, not me. Well, actually, I have done it before. But most recently, rocked up to work one morning and one of the guys were really mad at me. And I was like, what is the go with him? Anyways, he was just sort of dodging me all day. And then that afternoon, he's like, oh, look, I've got to tell you. I had a dream about you last night and you did something. Don't know what it was, but it like really frustrated me.
And he avoided you all day because of it.
Yep.
Oh, see? I'm not alone, Hamish.
No, and I thought you would be on this one, Gab.
People ride high on their emotions and you just can't control it sometimes.
Did you tell him to get over it or what's going on?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty hilarious. I had a good laugh at him afterwards. Yeah.
And then he was really frustrated because you were laughing at him.
Yeah, basically.
But that's okay. That happened in real life. Yes. So that's fair enough. Hey, thanks for the call.
All good.
And now we have Aaron on 13, 12, 16. Have you been angry about something that's happened in a dream?
No, but I've actually been on the receiving end of it.
Okay, what happened?
I cheated in the dream, apparently. And let's just say I copped it for a while.
Wow.
Did you have to go buy flowers and stuff just to make up for this fake drip?
I bought more than I should have.
Sorry for what I did in one of your dreams. Here's some flowers.
Oh, no, it was more the fact. Here, I'm sorry for what I did in your dream, even though I have no control over it. Here, have something shiny.
Do you know what I love about this? Everyone's calling about being on the receiving end of the anger, but no one's game to call up and say, I got angry.
You're owning that one, Gab. That's all yours, apparently.
A lot of local Toowoomba residents have decided to get involved with accommodation needs for Carnival of Flowers because a couple of hotels are out of action.
Yeah.
They're getting renovations or getting repairs after some fire damage. Yep. So there's a huge demand for accommodation for visitors to Carnival of Flowers, and they're putting their houses and or their rooms up on Airbnb. Hundreds of these rooms have been rented out just for this weekend.
So we want to know on 13, 12, 16, if you're one of those people that is renting out a room or the whole house for that matter. We've got Sandy on the line. Sandy, are you doing it?
Well, we wanted to. We're not going to actually do it now. We wanted to, but I flooded the kitchen last week, broke the tap. So now we need the money even more than ever, but I don't think someone's going to want to rent a room with no kitchen.
But you're just renting out a room. Doesn't mean they get access to the kitchen. Does it?
Oh, yeah, true. Cheaper rate, maybe?
Just throw that in the fine print.
Yeah.
Just no access to rest of house.
Only room.
Room only.
I'm sure someone will rent it out because the demand is there.
Well, I'd give it a crack, you know?
Yeah, well, why not? Might be too late, but you never know. You never know. Yeah. Or maybe in the fine print, maybe some flood damage.
yeah. Might have to swim to bed, yeah. But that's okay.
Bring raincoat. You will need it. And boots. Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.